Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
One thing that I've noticed is that ahead of all other traits, the very best salespeople are experts, and they know it. They're not just out there pushing products, selling solutions, or selling services. They're available to help people with expert advice in a specific field of knowledge. So to get the buyer's attention, you really must offer them something of value to them. If you start the conversation based on what you need as a seller, then you're just a salesperson and probably a mediocre one. And today, what I've noticed is that no one buys from salespeople. They only buy from experts. Begin all sales conversations with what the buyer needs or what the buyer wants or what's of value to the buyer. So, how do you make yourself available and get noticed as this expert? Well, I think you do it by building or promoting a platform that's already built where you can share what you and your company know that's better than everyone else. The platform can be varied. When I think about platforms, I think about things like book publishing, blog posts, regular emails, podcasts, specific websites, social media groups, newsletter articles, speaking at conferences. These are all platforms that you can add finely tuned content to address topics that are relevant to your audience. A platform for content is not a place for product pitches or demonstrations. Don't think about the Ginsu knife salesman or the slap chop guy at the county fair. Think instead about a high value content presentation that's helping one of your customers solve a specific problem. Now, I realize that for today, what that means is there's kind of an overlap of skills between sales and marketing. And specifically, what we find with sellers who are exceptional at their craft is they're thinking more like marketers. They're thinking, how can I attract people to me? And less like salespeople, how can I sell to that person? Additionally, they also have to behave this way consistently. And the best sellers actively participate in what were traditionally known as marketing activities to attract prospects to them, as well as sales activities to convert those leads to customers. I know this sounds a little bit confusing to you, so let's look at an example. A top sales team that I work with in corporate banking, they had to work really hard to attract specific customers into their radar. And their specific customers were customers who were privately held, did over $500 million a year in revenue, and frankly, cold calling the CEO or the CFO or the president was just not working. Often they would fight long and hard and they'd have a frustrating crawl of 2, 3, or 4 years to make a single contact. Now, as you can imagine, in a large international bank, it wasn't an option for this sales team to just write their own articles or create their own blog posts or have their own social media because there was all sorts of regulations around this. However, the sales team did have a group of analysts, marketers, underwriters, and people who were approved to create content that they could promote. All the sales team needed to do was promote these platforms and the content. So what they did is they sent letters out via email or they handed out research at networking events. They promoted blog posts and mailed hard copy newsletters to these clients. And as a result, for every one of those presidents or CEOs that they were trying to reach, they were able to get a meeting with them within a 12-month period. So at the end of the year, they had secured meetings with every single prospect because they were working hard on attracting those CEOs to them by delivering them value. I know that regardless of what business you're in or what industry you're in, you can use this to create nonstop sales growth this year.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.